Hey guys, you're your best fight friends. I'm Rachel, that's Kelsey, and we just watched Vasily Lomachenko knock out his opponent tonight in his comeback fight after a loss to Teofimo Lopez. Now quite some time ago, I guess. I don't know, quite some time ago, but it wasn't like super.
The pandemic really threw things off. Although, did this happen after the pandemic? I don't remember. But he did win.
Vasily Lomachenko
won by ninth round knockout over Nakatani, a tough, good fighter who was coming off a really great win over Felix Verdejo. And of course, who went the distance with the person that had just beat Lomachenko, Teofimo Lopez. Lomachenko stops in the ninth round. He looks great doing it, Rachel. Now, do you want to see the rematch with Teofimo Lopez or not? Just tell the truth, Rachel, the truth!
I already wanted to see the rematch, so I didn't really need this to confirm that. To me, Lomachenko is an established fighter. Oh, hey, I forgot. You know, I do this work to, you know, put this stuff on here. Watch.
You can't prepare for what I'll bring to the show.
But Loma, he lost to Lopez. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to see the rematch to see what he does. Like, you know, I don't think most people aren't perfect 100% of the time. And so I already want to see that. I was glad to see him tonight and see him come back and look good against, you know, Nakatani. And yeah, so that's great.
I'd like to get up close and personal for a second, Rachel. Can we talk about the documentary about Lomachenko's injury before the fight?
Let's not.
Come on. We have to address the elephant in the room, which is that terrible documentary that basically was all just about a shoulder injury that Lomachenko apparently suffered before his loss to Teofimo Lopez.
Yeah.
We don't need that. I don't need that in boxing. Look, he obviously didn't look right or whatever, and I get why. If you're ESPN or if you're Top Rank, you want to do that, but it just didn't land right. I didn't like it. I don't like it.
It was too much. It was too much from ESPN.
You're better than that, ESPN.
I totally get the marketing. I also understand that, if you're legitimately, like, came in with an injury, and I get how that is, but you don't want to just drive that, like, just keep, you know, beating a dead horse. Like, just let it go. Let's have the rematch. Let's move on, because I don't think that it's a good look. And the documentary itself, like, well, I don't even know if this was the whole documentary. It might have just been clips of it. But it was just beating that drum in a very, like, slow, elongated kind of way, where I was like, oh my gosh, when will this end? And I've never watched this before, but it made it feel like it was, like, lasting, like, hours.
Come on, ESPN.
So, I'm just not a fan of, like, how they market boxing. And we talked about this. Part of the problem is an overall problem with boxing, where you have, I don't know, what do you call them, channels, like whatever it is that shows the events, that they have a vested interest in specific fighters. Yeah. So then it filters down from everybody at ESPN to even the commentating team. Yeah. It almost makes it insufferable.
It is. Like, even tonight, to hear the commentators, which I think are pretty good commentators, especially Andre Ward, but to hear them, like, lavish heap praise upon Lomachenko, who's a great fighter and who had an excellent performance, but for basically doing something that everybody knew he was going to do, right? He was minus 1,500 going into the fight. And I feel like it's a little much, ESPN. It's a little much boxing. Love watching Lomachenko fight. He's one of the best fighters. The other thing I did not like about the documentary, though, while I have my grievances hat on, I mean, it was presented as if the way that it was presented was like, oh, like, did you really see what you saw? Did Lomachenko really lose? I already seen Lomachenko lose. He wasn't undefeated, right? We saw him lose to Siri Salido in his third fight or whatever. We were actually there at that fight. Originally, I saw it with our own eyes. So he already lost. They already tried to hide that before, right? Have you seen the graphics where they would put him up undefeated? He wasn't undefeated. Great fighter. Three-division world champion. People thought he was a pound-for-pound best fighter when he lost to Teofimo Lopez. Maybe he can get that back. But I don't need the lies. I don't need it.
Yeah, it's just, it's a little much. It's a little over, just a little over the top. And I don't think it does a disservice to Lomachenko is what I think that it does.
It may, because there's no reason that I should have these feelings. Because they're showing his face and then doing all this. And I'm like,
bleh. Yeah,
you know, and he's a great fighter.
I'm a fan of Lomachenko. Yeah. Like, I love, like, watch him fight. I love, like, I think he's a really great fighter, and I like to see great fighters get in the ring and do what they do.
Yeah.
And so the fact that this is making me feel a little like, it's not a good thing, because I'm already I'm a fan. Like, I should be, like, imagine if you're like, on neutral about Lomachenko, or you're not a fan. Like, it has to be absolutely, like, insufferable.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so just a little less of that. But I am, I do want to see the rematch with him and Teofimo Lopez.
Yeah.
Teofimo Lopez Sr. was at the fight tonight, and he seems to be all about it. He was, considering how much bad blood was between these two, he was... Surprisingly to me, very, I mean, like, we're going to take the fight. Bob Arum's like, hey, let's all make a bunch of money.
Hey, wander over here in the middle of my interview, and we can do it right here and just talk until they cut us off. That was pretty good TV, I thought, legitimately. I hope the fight happens. Of course, Teofimo Lopez has a mandatory title defense before. It was supposed to be on Triller already, but it got postponed because he's getting better after, I guess, coming down with COVID. Wish him the best of luck. Teofimo Lopez is the undisputed lightweight champion of the world right now. I would love to see Lomachenko get that fight. Because, look, it did appear, you know, I watched a documentary that suggested that he was only in there with one arm. He didn't even have his other arm.
It was one of two things. Either he was injured, and that's why when we were watching the fight and we kept waiting.
Yeah.
We kept waiting for Lomachenko to... They kept using the word activate. He's not activated. I don't know where that word came from.
He's processing. Remember that they were at the fight. They were like talking about him processing. I was like, he's just processing all day. That's all he's doing is processing.
Right. So we kept waiting. So either it was legitimately an injury.
Yeah.
Which is totally, which I like, believe that's fine. Probably or part of the truth. He got in the ring with somebody who's legitimately better than him, and he couldn't get activated because he didn't have an answer. That happens sometimes. So to act like tonight, what his performance tonight against Nakatani, who was great, but like, I mean, I don't have evidence to show that he's on the same level as Teofimo Lopez.
It did make the rematch more compelling than if he would just have won, like, because he stopped Nakatani.
Yeah.
It was big. He looked good doing it. I think that it's an easily promotable fight. I definitely want to see them fight again. Remember, Rachel, we had an opportunity fairly recently. Remember, Mike Tyson was inviting all these people on this podcast to try to make fights happen between Lomachenko and Teofimo Lopez and Ryan Garcia. And Gervonta Davis, who also fought Mauro Barros tonight. We haven't seen the score of that yet. But all these guys who are in and around the same weight class, and remember it was like, oh, they're going to fight each other. No, they're not going to fight each other. Come on, boxing.
Yeah.
They need to fight each other. At least, I want to see Lomachenko fight Teofimo Lopez again.
Yeah.
They're both promoted by the same promoter, right? So that should happen. I hope it happens. Let's make it happen, people.
I want more of these great repeat fights, right? Like the rematches, like what we would have with Morales,
Barrera,
Pacquiao, like Marquez. Just get in there and fight. Like, I don't care. That's why, like I was saying, I didn't need this win over Nakatani for me to want the rematch with Lomachenko, who's considered one of the best fighters right now. Anyway, like I just want more of these fights. So let's make it happen. I mean, this is what we're always saying in boxing. Make it happen.
Make it happen. You know who did make it happen? Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder are fighting for a third time.
Yeah.
I think even when, obviously, there's better fights, like I would like to see maybe, like tonight's a good example, I would like to see Gervonta Davis fight Lomachenko. But, however, at least we want to see Tyson Fury fight Anthony Joshua. At least when they're not doing that, I get to watch, again, a rematch between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. And then if we're sticking the heavyweight game, Anthony Joshua is going to fight Oleksandr Usyk. That's a big fight. Yeah, I want to see big fights. The best fight in the best. Lomachenko's the best. Teofimo Lopez the best. I want to see them fight again. You know who else is the best, Rachel?
Me.
You're the best. You're the best. You know, Rachel's gone somewhat viral on Instagram with your, what are those things called?
Reels.
Rachel's entered the world of reels, and things have gotten real, real fast. Do you see what I did there? It was actually
It's not viral.
For us, it's viral. Like,
it's viral considered my previous reel that had 90 six views. Yeah. Okay, 90.
She did this one like an hour ago, and it was like 1,400 views. And I was like, what? Like 1,400 people had seen it before me.
Okay, why are we talking about
this? Because it's pretty neat. So you should be following Rachel on Instagram. probably, if you're not doing that already. And also, just remember to like, comment, and subscribe to Real Talk with Kelsey and Rachel. You know, we can't always bring you the realest talk, but what we can do is bring you reels on Instagram. Sometimes, at least Rachel can, because she knows how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I'm not going to do it. Won't ever do it.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time we're doing a show for YouTube. Good? Good.
Perfect.